We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All seven, right. Seven rounder, boys.
Another seven. Does everyone do seven rounders now? I felt like these used to be more rare.
Inside of a week.
This is the last one. This is the last mock draft. Jordan Reed. Haven't done a Jordan Reed specific draft yet from ESPN. This one's got a trade, guys.
For the Chiefs?
Yes.
In the first round?
Yes.
All right. Let's hear it.
The Chiefs trade pick 32, 95, and 159.
Oh, how high up are they going?
To get to 24 with the Dallas Cowboys.
And to take Brian Thomas or something?
No. A.D. Mitchell.
Brian Thomas at 24 would have been
a steal.
Yes, that would have been
a surprise.
Maybe someone fell, you know?
Okay. Excited. I mean, that makes Bink has the Chiefs trading up.
Brian Thomas goes 15 in Jordan Reed's mock.
I think in Bink's character concerns mock draft, they had the Chiefs trading up to 23, 24, 25, something like that, and getting A.D. Mitchell. That seems to be the thought. If they're going to trade up above 26, it's probably for A.D. Mitchell. That's the perception, which we all know. That's just assuming a lot because what's hilarious is on Thursday, the Chiefs trade up. They draft a receiver that none of us have mentioned, and all of a sudden we're like, what the hell are they doing? Yeah, and everybody freaks out.
For reference, 95 is the third round pick, round five. The Chiefs have two round five picks, so this is one of the round five picks. So the big pick they give up is the third. But in the second round, they're still at 64. They take a guy from KU. Dominic, I don't know if it's puny or poony, tackle.
Yeah.
Then in the fourth round, because they don't have a third, they take Tanner McLaughlin, tight end from Arizona. Round five, corner Miles Harden from South Dakota. And then they round things off, Sione Vaki, safety from Utah.
That feels like a draft where you do not address very many needs, do you?
Tight end?
Like receiver or tackle.
You take
in the first
one wide receiver, you take the Kansas tackle to compete with him, but then it's just like, then it just feels like total dart throw.
Unfortunately,
if you got any productivity out of any other pick they made in that mock draft, you would feel like it's a win.
Yeah, I wish that he gave explanations for he stops the explanations after round three. So then them taking the tight end, there's no reasoning why he had them taking.
I mean, I think it's out of the question if they like it.
If I would have now, we can't do it now because we know what the production has been for the names. But if I would have just read you off 2 years ago, the names in the third and fourth round, Leo Chanel, Josh Williams, Jalen Watson, Isaiah Pacheco, you would have been like, who? What? So the names, of course, don't matter. I'm with you on the position. Like, I just don't think they need to draft a tight end this year in the first four rounds. If they're going to draft one late, whatever, bring him in. Blake Bell might retire, like that kind of thing. But to me, this, unless you're going in Brock Bowers, I just don't think there's a tight end. Last year was the year to draft a tight end.
I think, so Bink is high on Ben Sinnott from Kansas State. He tested extremely well.
Yep.
I think the consensus is after Bowers, a lot of the tight ends should go up a little bit higher. Like Ben Sinnott goes in the third round. Eric Goff from Iowa goes in the third round. Even though they've been like fourth round, fifth round guys, they go earlier because of the lack of, I guess, depth in the class, if you will.
But that's another mock draft. That one's from Jordan Reed.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.